5.
Just make sure that you're fucking 4, recording it, dickhead.
3.
Recording it.
2. 1. Boom, 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 boom. Welcome everybody to the Voice and Poncho Radio Show. This is show 40. Very strong show 40 here, Poncho. We're back. We're ready to talk. We got a lot of stuff to go over, Poncho.
Well, in particular, brother, I'm back. The North Pole has returned from South Beach, and on what better day than St. Valentine's Day, Tools, where men everywhere getting it in, you aside, another holiday for you spent listening to Crash Into Me alone, you dope, you fool, but it's show 40, and we'll be in all our glory here, Tools. Oh, yeah, beautiful.
We are excited. If you heard,
let me cut it.
If you heard that song, Bone Thugs and Harmony, they said, you know, Judgment Day comes for everybody. Mm-hmm. There's a particular person that's going to have to face judgment by the name of,
well, not a person, Oscar Pistoriosis, this bionic man. He's not human. He's half human, half dope. He's got metal legs, and he's charged with murder, Tools. Lay it down for the listeners.
Okay. Back on show 20, on July 7th of 2012, the Voice and Poncho were way ahead of this story. We couldn't stand this guy. We didn't like this guy. We had a feel about this guy. There was something wrong with him. So here's a little clip for all of our fans. Here you go.
Here's something that you're going to not like, a flub. Ready? Oscar Pistoriosis, Belgian runner. He will be present at the upcoming Olympics. Okay, you're probably thinking, what's the problem? Okay, double amputee. This guy runs on metal and, you know, robot-like legs. And they're just going to let him run like that in the Olympics. I wouldn't run against this guy. I'm full of cartilage and sinew and thick muscle. I'm not going against this bionic man. Get him off the line.
I know exactly what you're saying. I mean, the Olympic Committee has to know exactly what they're doing here. Like, let's say we create a car that's on a person's brain. This car is going to beat every single person in 100-yard dash, but there's a brain attached.
A car on the brain, Tools.
You understand what I'm saying is, they're going to be able to create people's bodies in... this guy, he can't run.
Oscar Pistoriosis.
Go write a book. Yeah. Go do a radio show, but you can't run.
Exactly. I wouldn't walk against this cheat. No way.
Okay. Yeah. So way back in July, we were ripping this guy.
Ahead of the curve, brother, like always.
We didn't know he was a murderer. We didn't know that. But this idiot took a beautiful woman, a law graduate, shot her 6 times.
6 times, Tool.
6 times. Premeditated, they're claiming.
Well, first of all, when I saw the photo of this vixen that he victimized, Tools, my first thought was, how does a guy absent of human genitalia pull something that beautiful? That was my first question. My second question was this. How could a dumb robot, this piece of metal shit, go after a beautiful woman and kill her, Tools? Did you get a motive on it?
Yeah, the motive is she said, why isn't that thing working right? I thought you were bionic. I thought you were an exceptional athlete, and you're an idiot. You know what? I would take those two things off his thigh,
stubs.
Whatever, and I would beat him to death with them.
Yeah, and we're sensitive to disabilities, Tools. We're politically correct. We're not racist, sexist, or any of that. But we're going after this guy because, first of all, we barred him from the Olympics. Machines are not allowed to run with humans. And now he's charged with murder. Book him now. He did it. Throw him in a cell.
Okay, we don't want to dwell that we were correct about this guy.
But we were.
We were.
we were probably the only media source ripping this guy, saying he was an idiot, and obviously we were right. But anyway.
Yeah, and meanwhile, as everybody's feeling sorry for the guy, wins his bronze and all that, we called him out, and now he showed the world the dumb robot that he is, killing a hot chick on Valentine's Day, the one day where every man is sure to get some poo-tang.
He's an idiot.
He's an idiot.
But there is more news besides Oscar Pistoriosis. Let's talk about the Eagles. They did something that you weren't sure that you flip-flopped about, and that is what they did is they restructured Mike Vick's contract, and they said, Mike Vick, you're going to be the starting quarterback next year. They can say whatever that there's a competition between him and Foles.
There's not.
Mike Vick is going to be the starting quarterback next year. How does that sit with you, Poncho?
It doesn't sit well. How many $10 million a year quarterbacks do you know ride pine tools?
He's not going to make.
Exactly.
Why do
this guy's going to be starting.
How do we always have contract issues with you? You think he's going to make $10
million. But tools, the incentives involve starts, and he's going to be starting.
Okay, one of those incentives are he gets an extra million if they win the Super Bowl. So you're just assuming that they're going to win the Super Bowl?
Last year I said they were going to. But, Tools, let's just get right to the meat, the heart of the matter. This team went against everything we thought they were going to do. We thought they were in some rebuilding mode here with Chip Kelly, a whole new staff coming in, and then they backtrack and bring old news back with Vic, a guy that fumbles, a guy that gets hurt. I don't care how good of a coach you are. You can't coach a guy to hold a football and not get hurt. I hate the move. I'm not saying I was a big Foles fan, but I hate the move because this team needed to move on.
I disagree with you for one reason. I don't think Vic is that good, but I think the Eagles' option at quarterback was not very good this year.
Agreed.
I did not want them to reach in the draft and take a quarterback that wasn't very good. So they basically got Vic for $3.5 million. They'll give him $7 million if things go well. So if he gets $7 million, they don't reach in the draft. They use that fourth-round pick for, I hope, a stud offensive lineman. Fourth overall pick. Yep. Or maybe trade back and use the extra picks to build up the secondary, because I swear on anything, if Kurt Coleman is a starting safety on this team come opening day, I'm going to punch you square in your face.
Well, you'll try. You know, anytime you step in and try to go around with me, I'll humble you physically. But I'm going to set the world straight. Mike Vick is not going to play more than 10 games this year. So there better be a better option than Dennis Small Dixon at quarterback backing him up. Because I think Foles is on his way to Kansas City.
Speaking of Dixon, one of our favorite listeners, at Wiss Inc., was huge in supporting Dennis Dixon. He was like all about the signing. He was all over it. He knew he was coming to the Eagles. And before the show, I reached out to him. I said, would you like to submit a statement about Dixon before we go on? And he said, yes. And this is his statement. He said, the quarterback of the future is not on the Eagles team yet. So all the Vic, Dixon, Foles stuff doesn't even matter. Do you agree with what he's saying? I mean,
Tools.
Is Kelly's quarterback of choice not on the Eagles?
Tools, Wiss Inc., first of all, you're talking about a guy that drinks his breakfast. So I don't know if you can hold anything with much weight from Wiss Inc., but Mike Vick is Chip Kelly's guy. Think of at the end of last year when the world, including Reed, including everybody in the Eagles executive brass, were planning on moving on from Vick. Everybody thought it was all over. And then all of a sudden, Vic is now back in the starting slot. Is it a coincidence? No. Chip Kelly wants this guy here, and he's going to be here.
But it's like this. So you're at a party, you know, you're drinking, whatever. You're surrounded by a bunch of threes and fours girls, right?
Well, we're talking you now, not me.
And there's a 6.5 over there. You know, you've had 4 shots, 6 beers. This 6.5 is over there. Who are you going to settle with? Not the 3s and 4s. You're going to go with the 6.5, right? The Eagles have to go with the best option. The best option next year is Mike Vick. And that's what it came down to. They made the right choice.
Well, oh boy. I don't know. Come back to me, Tools, after we're 3-6 and Vic's on the bench hurt. But I don't see how anybody can be excited about Vic. But options as they stand now, Dixon, Foles, or Vic, obviously I'm going Vic.
Okay, I'm going to throw something out at you. It's called 3-4 hybrid defense. That's what the Eagles are quoted as saying. They're going to run a 3-4 hybrid D. Poncho, what is it?
It sounds like a tactic I employ in the bedroom tools. First of all, what I do is I work the backside. I frump around on that, and then I spin it over and bury it physically.
So basically, you use a 3 or a 4 in the bed. Is that what you're saying?
Well, you know, are we talking like fingers here or what?
No, no. Anyway, I like the fact that Chip Kelly is not like Andy Reid for this point I'm going to make
sure.
Andy Reid was like, I'm going to do this, and no matter what happens, we're going to do this. Kelly seems to be like, I'm going to see what's happening, and I'm going to adjust to it.
Fair. I like that
philosophy better than Andy Reid. Example, Reid, okay, maybe you should run the ball, Andy. No matter what, I'm going to throw the ball 80% of the time. Well, that doesn't make sense. Maybe you should No, I'm going to throw the ball. I like Kelly's, like, philosophy.
Yeah.
He seems to be a thinker, and he seems to be able to adjust to things.
First thing I saw, Tools, when I walked in was your flushed head, your face all flush, and the stench coming off you. I knew you were up to your usual liquid games here, just boozing it all day, but that's your first good point of the show, Tools. Probably the last, and I agree. I like a guy that adjusts to what he has instead of forcing his system onto a team that's not fit for it, but you're remiss. The biggest move, the biggest signing of this offseason happened today. Did you hear about it?
Wang?
Offensive lineman Ed Wang. And I could see your face light up when you realized a 315-pound Wang was coming to Philly. You're in all your glory, but this guy's going to make an impact.
He's going to make as much as an impact as the
Demetrius Bell.
The second-round draft pick that you were high on. Vinny Curry.
Jury's still out on him, Tools. Do you even watch the Eagles?
I know, but you were touting him.
Yeah, I was touting him. I was playing him up. But I had inside sources on that were wrong.
So we don't want to focus too much on the Eagles, but...
I want to focus on us, Tools, the voice of Poncho. Show 40, brother. And do you know, we are a week short of 1 year being on the air, over 1,000 minutes of the voice of Poncho. Something just fell there, Tools. 1,000 minutes of the voice of Poncho. We're on Twitter. We got our own site. We got fans. We got groupies that we harass sexually. I'm just happy to be here, Tools.
Let's talk a little Philly. Spring training opened up.
Why not? Turn the mic on, you silly little bastard.
What is the biggest concern for you about the Phillies?
Tools, I don't have a concern. Here's my approach to this season. I'm not concerned. I have hopes, though. Obviously, this season rests on two guys, Chase Utley and Ryan Howard.
Don't even start talking.
Just keep drinking. Do what you're good at. I'm telling you right now, Tools, whatever. Holiday can come back strong. Lee can come back strong. Hamels can stay up to his normal tricks. But if Ryan Howard and Chase Utley are not producing in the heart, the meat, the thickness of this water, then the season's going to be 500 again.
So you don't think that Roy Holiday coming back healthy is like the most important thing of this season?
Would you rather, right now, I'm going to put you in the spot, Tools. I know tough decisions you don't make when you're down there managing the subway down out on Lincoln Highway. You don't have to make many decisions. But if you had your choice, Holiday coming back strong or Howard coming back with a 40-homer, 120 RBI season, what would you take?
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. And that just answers the question. Howard.
Okay,
we need that run production.
Let me put it at you this way. Would you rather have Ryan Howard at 70% and Doc Holiday at 90%? Or would you rather have Doc Holiday at 75% and Howard at 90%?
I'd rather have Howard at 90%. Because I think Holiday's still good for 15 wins at 75%.
Pre-steroid Howard or post-steroid Howard?
That's fine. You can make that argument, Tools. I don't care what these guys are on. I'm on Winstrom myself, Tools. I'm on cycles, and that's why my brawn has built up. I'm brolic as all get out. I don't care what they're on. I just want them to produce runs. So as far as this season goes, people got to understand one thing, Tools. Whether we're back healthy or not, this division is strong. This is not the 2007 NL East that blew hard. You know, this is a solid division, so we better bring all guns blazing.
Okay. Here's another question for you. You have a bold statement, probably show, I think
way back,
show 8, where you said the golden era of Philadelphia Phillies baseball is over.
Yep.
Classic quote of yours. Yeah. The golden era of Philadelphia. Do you think they have one more year left in this core?
That's
one more year.
That's why I say I'm hopeful, Tools. You can't still be in that mindset where they're just going to cakewalk through the division.
Are you flip-flopping or not about the golden era being over?
Okay, Tools, if I was to bet my life, if I was to bet my thickness and my girth to my downstairs parts on this season on who's going to win the NL East, it would not be the Phillies.
Wow. Braves.
Braves or Nationals?
Man.
I mean, you don't have much to bet, Tools. Look at you. I don't even know what you're wearing right now. It's PJs you've been wearing for 4 days, but if you had to bet everything, what would you bet it on?
I'm going to bet it on hope. And I have hope in the Phillies. God. I just think that with these three pitchers, a healthy Roy Halladay, Chase Utley starting from the very beginning, Howard cleaning up, this team is still a team that can make the playoffs and win it all. I think their bullpen is revamped. I think with Adams back there, I think they can do well. I'm excited about the team. I mean, are you excited about any other Philadelphia team right now?
To our fans, welcome to the Strawberry Shortcake Radio Show starring Chris Wheeler Jr. Tools, come on, let's shoot the fans straight. Moving on to another point, Dalvin Young, you hear the news on him.
Yeah, he's going to start off on the DL.
Yeah, and, you know, I got the source on this, out indefinitely. But not the injury that you folks have heard about.
Did he eat his own foot? Is that
he's right? Out indefinitely, Tools. He's mourning the loss of a Baconator. This guy eats more than he breathes, and he won't be suiting up for the Phils this year. So there's a scoop you get from Pacho.
Oh, gosh. But it's still fun to see the Phillies down there at spring training warming up. I mean, There's a game this Sunday.
Makes me feel wonderful, Tools. You know, I'm usually warm down low at all hours, but now the blood's pumping. Everything's flowing through the Lees and the Wranglers. So, I'm excited too, Tools. You know, I'm a hopeless romantic or whatever you want to call me. Just call me thick.
Hopeless.
But I'm telling you, it's going to be a season to watch, at least. Better than last year.
Did you hear the latest Sixers news?
Yeah, let me just put it this way. Andrew Bynum and his fro injured his hair in practice.
No, Andrew Bynum came out and said he had another setback. He was out there for like an hour and a half, and he still felt pain in his knee. Poncho, this is my stance on this. This is a blessing. You know what? Know why it's a blessing?
I know where you're going. Yep.
Andrew Bynum is such a pussy. I mean, more of a pussy than you.
Yeah. I'd take him in a fist fight in an alley. Two shots right to the chops.
He can't play with pain, whatever. What that means is, hopefully, the Sixers are not going to commit any money to this guy. You, at Wiss Inc., are big supporters of him. You said, he's the second best center in the league. First off, you say that the best center in the league is Dwight Howard. He's another pussy. None of these guys could hold Patrick Ewing's jock, they couldn't hold Shaq's jock, they couldn't hold Chamberlain's jock. They're all a bunch of pussies.
First of all, Tools, before I get to my Sixers point, let me just get back at you confronting me for saying I don't play through pain. Anybody that knows what I'm talking about right here, going at it in the bedroom, under the sheets, you're in that goofy position and the Charlie horse kicks in. What do? Keep going, brother. Keep pounding it out. So I'll play through pain any day, but buying them, you're right. Howard, you're right. But Tools, Wilt Chamberlain, are we really talking about Wilt Chamberlain right now? 50 years ago. Don't be bitching and moaning that we don't have Wilt Chamberlain. He's a one-in-a-lifetime player.
I'm not saying that. My point is, I think there is tons of NBA players who have played through pain.
I agree.
How about a la Willis Reed? I mean, the guy came out on one leg.
Yeah.
This guy, Bynum, feels a little sharp pain. I feel sharp pains all the time.
We all know you do. Backside, lower area, sharp and thick.
I mean, this guy's getting like, what, $17 million this year?
I agree. I don't
Get on the court. We do not want this guy. We do not want to commit a max contract to this guy. I know it's hard to believe. I know everybody's like, he'll be okay. No, this is a blessing in disguise. Don't let him play this year. Just get out of the contract.
Yeah.
Dump the money.
Yep.
Build the team around Drew Holiday. I don't know.
But we still need a big guy, Tools. Drew Holiday's not going to win anything by himself.
Who's the best big guy in the league? I mean,
hard to say now. Traded away. The Vukovic guy, well, he got hurt too, but he was averaging double-double.
I'm just saying, you know, you don't want to get with these guys, the Howards and the Bynums. They're the type of player you just want to stay away from. They don't play. They get some sharp pain. They're prima donnas. They don't play.
That said, if he comes back and plays 30 games, scores 24 and 12, you'll be all over his posters. You'll be licking his baseball cards by the end of the season. We
That's
all know
I'm
you.
Scared of. That's what I'm scared
the
of.
The Wheelerite that you are.
He's going to play. The guy, he's an idiot and a puss, he's not stupid. He's going to put a couple games in just so he gets his next contract. But not from us.
Not from the Philly Sixers. That is correct, Tools. I don't care how many tickets Adam Aaron gives away on Twitter. We're not going to support this.
And everybody says to the point, it's not your money. I am not worried about my money. I'm worried about the salary cap. I'm worried about the money that the Sixers commit to him, and then they are not in a good position to go sign anyone else.
Before we move on, Tools, you are worried about your money. Example A, 2 weeks ago at the bar, you ordered a Miller Lite and got a Yingling and bitched and moaned about paying the extra quarter.
Well, I'm not a Lager fan. But
no, you're not, but you're also tight as hell.
All right. Are we going to even talk any Flyers? I mean, are they a disappointment? I mean, what's there to say?
I don't. Tools, whatever. I do think they're going to come out of it a little bit, but right now it's just, you know, it's limp. It's flaccid. There's not much to say about them. Huge things to say, though, about a particular event I watched this week.
Did you watch it?
Did you catch the 137th Westminster Dog Show in New York City?
Yeah, do you know they put them out in a pier? They were on, like, Pier 96. They weren't even in Madison Square Garden.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, the poor dogs.
Either way, these bitches were running wild, Tools, and they were beautiful little animals, sweet little pooches. The winner was Banana Joe. Everybody knows that. But what I have here, I accumulated and tabulated top three quotes from the announcers doing the Westminster Dog Show. And we didn't doctor this, Tools. This is genuine, legit.
This is actual quotes.
Actual quotes from the announcers. Number three, he does appreciate a good romping. That's my kind of dog right there, yeah. Tools. I can feel that. Who doesn't? Number two, they're known to have huge chests. Instantly my favorite breed. And number one, the Scotty is a gay little dog. No wonder you have one, you loser. And we all remember that unfortunate one-on-one you had with a shih tzu.
Okay, first off, you can make fun of my wife. You can make fun of my mother. You can make fun of anybody. But you leave my dogs out of it.
Well,
I like Scotties. But I have a Maltese poodle.
I do too. Yeah, I know.
And a European Yorkie. You can't handle dogs because your woman brings them over to the house and you're trying to get them out of there.
Exactly. I don't like big dogs.
And
big dogs. But if you heard about, you know, there were some Lancaster County. We're from the 717. There were two Lancaster County dogs there. And a Pittsburgh dog that was there ejected, though, unfortunately.
Why? Was he romping another guy?
Breath smelled like Coors and Spam, so they immediately kicked him out. He's also a raging alcoholic. So,
did you know the trainer for Banana Joe was from the 717?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
He was from, Baines?
Bowmansville, I believe. Yeah, you're right on it, Tools.
That's where you live, right?
But we know you didn't know that because you stopped watching when that miniature pincher's genitalia was shown and you were intimidated. So you turned it off.
That's pretty true. Okay, Valentine's Day is a big day for you. For any guy in an insecure relationship, Valentine's Day is huge. Because if you don't buy the right thing, you don't get a card or whatever, your woman be like, you don't love me. You don't treat me right. So obviously, you probably stepped up to the plate. What did you get your woman?
You want to know what stepping up to the plate for Poncho is, Tools?
Yeah, what'd you get her?
Thursday, Valentine's Day, right? Okay, I work 8 to 4. My way home, stopped at Giant, plucked out a bushel of roses. There you go. Story done. Took me 3 minutes.
Okay, do you want to hear the story of somebody that's been in a relationship way too long? You wait one day. You figure you're going to get roses on the comeback, right?
Wow.
So I got roses today, $10. Give them to my wife. She smells them. She goes, man, they smell like fish. Obviously, they left these roses in the freezer next to fish. I smelled them. They were terrible. I took the roses and threw them out. I couldn't even display them. They were terrible.
Tools.
So if you're looking to save a couple bucks and buy roses the day after, it's a bad idea, guys.
Tools, anybody that wants to see pink is not going to take the advice of you and buy roses a day late. Also, a tactic of Tools not to follow. Sending that e-card to the woman was probably also regrettable on your part. No wonder you didn't get laid. But that said, all the chocolate hearts in the world couldn't get you Poonan, so...
Let's just to be factually correct, I did get laid. Just to be factually correct.
By yourself? Or
no,
with the,
no. With, you didn't. You confided in me that things didn't go well last night.
I don't even remember some of the things that went down inside the quadrant of my bedroom, and that's the God's honest truth. I woke up sore.
Okay, everybody. We have one more thing we want to talk about.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, it's this thing I told you. I said, hey, you know, I've been watching this show on Netflix, mm-hmm. which I recommend to everybody. It's a good show. It's called House
Cougar
of Cards.
Town.
No, House of Cards. It features Kevin Spacey. And Netflix decided to release all 13 episodes at once. They just, bam, they threw it out there. So one thing I hate and can't stand is when you, like, want to talk about a TV show with a person, and nowadays it's a totally different time. How do you, like, say, okay, so what part are you at? What episode are you in? There's nothing worse than getting the person that goes, oh, did you see that Watson so-and-so got died last night on show? What? And you're like, oh, my God.
Asshole, I didn't even see it yet. I know exactly. Spoiler alert, we're talking here, Tools.
But nowadays, if you're a conscientious TV watcher, you have the common courtesy to ask a person, so what part or where are you at in the show before you start saying what happened?
Tools, I'll solve this quick. Who makes those comments? Who throws those spoiler alerts?
I'll tell you. If you're ever around at Wiss Inc., you better hope to the Lord God Almighty he didn't see the movie or TV show before you, because he's going to tell you what happened.
I was going to say women, because we all know women are jabberjaws, motor mouths. They run their mouths off a little bit too much. And, yeah, my woman does that stuff all the time, Tools. I'll be sitting there watching an ep I haven't seen. Oh, I love the part at the end where he does.
Dude, let me see the show.
Yeah, let me see the show. Get in your room now. You're grounded.
Do you ground her sometimes? Is that?
I know you don't have the physical masculinity in you to pull a move like that, but I do it. I ground her, and when she comes out, she's begging for a piece of the punch.
I can't believe you would do that to her.
Of course I would. I'm a rough neck.
Everybody, stick with the voice and poncho. We're still waiting for a donation. I think it's been a month.
Donations
it's
yet.
Been a month. We haven't got one
that
donation.
That button can't be working, Tools.
Obviously, the button's broke. I mean, nobody's supporting us. We give you entertainment on a weekly basis.
Unbelievable.
We rip Pistriosis. We're so far ahead of the regular media, yet we still can't get a dollar.
Come on, cheapskates. Give it up.
Everybody have a great week.
Watch a nigga tear that whole scene up. I know I seen you before, but don't